Well, good morning again. P.S. Hey, good morning, brother. P.S. and P.T., Pastor Steve, Pastor Tammy are away this morning celebrating their 30th anniversary. Make some noise for them. We love them so much. But I think most of you already know, and for those of you that don't, we have a very special, special treat this morning. And it is such a huge honor and huge privilege for me to be able to just let you guys intro him. He's somebody that I have watched from a distance since I first got saved. I can remember growing up watching YouTube videos of him doing the things that he does. But he's somebody that is known across the world. Somebody who's literally taking the message of the gospel to the farthest corners of the world. So let me give you some specific direction. What's going to happen is we're going to watch a video. But then after that video plays, I want you, if you're not still already, to stand to your feet and give Nick Vujicic the loudest and most warmest welcome that we can. Does that sound good? All right, watch this video.
Know that we are not alone and we need each other. We need to uplift this message of hope around the world, to know that we are one, the body of Christ is one, and together we can hold each other, we can uplift each other, we can support each other, we can encourage each other.
Say praise the Lord. You say amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. It is a privilege and honor not to be called here a guest speaker because I'm home. Yeah. Family, it is awesome to be here. First of all, put your hand up if you've never heard me speak before. Put your hand up if you've never heard me speak before. Awesome. Put your hand up if this is your first time to this church. Awesome. Welcome. Welcome to this church. I want you to know that Oxnard is the best city in the world. Me and my wife, we live a driving distance from here. And anytime we want to go to the beach, we come here at a Hollywood Beach. It's awesome. Just down the street. Real quick, because I promised my team I'd do it. My team's here at the back with our own tables of Life Without Limbs. DVDs, books, and in Spanish. Please go visit the tables back there. New Life Oxnard, thank you for loving our ministry. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. We are ramping up, God willing. Everyone say, God willing. God willing, in the future, we're going to have that big Jesus tent, 6,000 seats. We got a curveball last moment in making it, unfortunately, impossible to pitch it up this next coming month. But God's in control. Can you hear an amen? Amen. Put your hand up if you follow us on Instagram. You follow me on Instagram, then you would have seen me with Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. You would have seen a flashback photo of VP and myself. We've just come back from Indiana, Fort Lauderdale, D.C., and I'm about to go to Bosnia-Herzegovina, Hungary, Romania, Dubai, Australia, and China. They say I run so fast to leave my legs behind. This is the busiest month of 2019, and I'm so thankful that today, Pastor Steve and Tammy, first of all, will you say a prayer of blessing for them before you go to sleep tonight? My dad was a PK. I'm a PK. My dad was a pastor. Do you know how hard it is to be pastors and planting a church that they're still pastors of many, many, many years later? Can we just thank God for the pastors of the Abraham family? Amazing. Can you turn me up just a fraction? Today's message, I'm so thankful that normally I get up on stage in churches that I've never spoken at before. And I've always offered to Pastor Steve Abraham anytime that I could, you know, come and serve along and it fits out in our schedule, that I can come and just share from my heart kind of what God's been teaching me and not just preaching the gospel, but also encouraging the believers. Because to me, it's just as important. My heart's for the souls. I'm an evangelist. I've been able to travel the world, but really I want to encourage you, my brothers and sisters, and if you do not have a relationship with Jesus Christ, it is my prayer, wish, and desire that you get to know him closer today. Amen. The message today, if we can have it on screen, we got a title of today's message.
You!
Everyone say, Armed Warriors. The subtitle is Redeemed, Faithful, and Armed. Now, you got a limbless general in the army of God telling you to get armed, all right? And I want you to know that when you are standing at the front of the gates of hell redirecting traffic, it gets a little hot. Amen? You know, many people say, Nick, I just don't understand. You know, I everything is just crumbling around me. What's going on? I would be more worried if you told me that you love God with all your heart, might, soul, and strength, and everything's going awesome and perfectly smooth. Can you hear an amen? Amen. That to me is more concerning. Because when you go into a gym and you just sit in a gym and you don't lift weights, then you don't exercise your muscles. And if you don't exercise your muscles, then your muscles don't get bigger. I'm an expert at this because my biceps were so big they fell off. But when you break it down to these three things to understand what it means to be redeemed, faithful, and armed, I first of all want to read through some scriptures. I want to go first to Philippians 4, and we're going to read a couple verses together. And I'm just going to read it from the screen with you. Is that okay? Hold your Bible up. I know Pastor Steve Abraham does this. If you have your Bibles with you, it's meaning that you probably were here last Sunday. We bring our Bibles to church. We color it. We highlight it. We dog tag it. Amen. Amen. Who has their Bible? Say, I do. Philippians chapter 4, verse 10 to 13. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had an opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for this is Apostle Paul saying, for I have learned to be content in whatever the circumstances. Let me give you a little context. He's actually writing to some churches about, hey, you may not be sent as an apostle or an evangelist or a prophet to the nations, but make sure that you as a local church send your local missionaries and God-appointed, ordained, called, and faithful warriors to the front line. And that's the context of this. But then he also says, I have learned to be content. Everyone say, I've learned. I've learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret. Everyone say, learn the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. Him as in what's his name?
Jesus.
Everybody say Jesus.
Jesus.
You know, I love these songs that our worship team rocks. By the grace of God. Amen. And I love their creativity and using their gifts and talents to praise and worship and all their time of praying and interceding and getting ready as instruments and vessels of God in His hands to set an atmosphere and our focus to forget about what just happened from Monday to Saturday. We're renewed for the next week, and not just so we get filled up from Monday to Saturday. This is our daily filling up, amen? But we get the privilege of doing it as a family. I'm your half
brother. Do you understand me?
And as a family, we can come together. And when we worship God, and these songs are so awesome, you know, you can't see my chains. One of those lines, my chains are gone. I have no arms and legs, but my chains are gone. I may get cancer one day, but my chains are gone. You know, I love Numbers, you know, not the book of Numbers, but Numbers itself. When you look at the date today, it's 2019. And I'm looking at 10/20. I'm thinking, how would the date be for God? Interesting, right? A day is like 1,000 years. That's what the word of God says, right? So God's date today kind of would be 10/20/2019/6. Most theologians can kind of date back about 6,000 years ago where Adam and Eve actually existed. Now, the sixth day, we're talking about many, many, many days. Even before the earth began, God existed. Amen? And our meek little 90 years, if you get a full life, the Bible says 70. So I'm 37. My dad died at 63. When you look at our life, my first cousin died at 27. My first cousin's kid died within 3 hours. It's just interesting when you look at the perspective of God, where we go from work to place to neighbors to cars to traffic to this to that and the distracting negative news all the time. When we look at it and we're in the weeds, you know that saying? In the weeds. What about that parable of the soil where some soil gets, yeah, in some shallow soil and it goes up, but the weeds choke it? You feel choked sometimes. You get chained sometimes. Sometimes we even get chained by the things we wait for circumstances to change in. And because God's not changing our circumstance, we start concluding the limitations of our life based on three factors. Everyone say three factors. Based on what I know, based on what I see, and based on what I feel, which is absolutely the opposite of faith at the pinnacle of our relationship with Jesus. Let me explain. The pinnacle of your relationship with Jesus is not when he gives you everything you want, when you want it, how you want it. That's more like a genie. If you give your kids everything you want, when they want it, how they want it, will they ever be thankful? No! It's awesome now that I'm a father, when my son says, Daddy, can I have this? And I said, yes. And he's happy. Am I happy when he's happy? Yes. But what a deeper sense of joy and pride and thanksgiving I have in my heart for my son when he says, Daddy, can I have this? And I said, no. And he says, okay. How awesome is that? He trusts me. We are warriors. I was in the VP office and they took me to this cabinet that was historical room, okay? And there was this one photo of 1914, a guy called Joseph Daniels. I don't know if you heard of Joseph Daniels. I think that's his name, but Joseph Daniels. And I learned that at that time they were prohibiting alcohol at that time. And that actually went all the way down to the soldiers. Now, can you imagine if you're a soldier and you like a little bit of rum? Once a month, each soldier got a bottle of rum. And one day they got an order, you don't get any more rum. Now, this is not just for the people who drink. You could trade a bottle of rum for stuff, for things. And you know what that person said from head of Washington, D.C. down in the early 1900s? He said, you're not getting any bottles of rum, but you can get all the tea and coffee that you want. So you know that saying, cup of Joe? Have you heard of that cup of Joe? Do you know where that came from? That guy that prohibited alcohol to the soldiers because every time they got their little cup of tea or coffee, they said, here's to the cup of Joe. Do you think they stopped fighting? Do you think their focus shifted? Did it maybe change their calibration? Look how much we're sacrificing. Look how much we're doing for the country. And now you take our rum away? Where is the rum? You don't go there on the front lines to get pampered. You don't go there on the front lines to take everything you need. You don't take your blankie with you. So many Christians are saying, well, where's my pillow, blankie, and bunny? That's what my four-year-old son says. He can't sleep without his pillow, blankie, and bunny. He cries without his pillow, blankie, and bunny. But we leave the childish things behind and press forward toward the goal. What's your goal? Some days you're motivated to take out the trash. Some days you're not motivated to take out the trash, especially when you're a teenager. But when you know what you know, what you know, and you know why you live for, you do it. Highest rate of depression in America right now. Highest rate of suicide in the country right now. Not just veterans and this and that. Highest rate of foster care children waiting for a home. Highest rate, 111,000 children waiting to be adopted. We're talking about Utah. The biggest reason for teenage death in Utah, was just with the governor, is suicide. Do you want to see where America's going socially? Go look and study Scandinavia and Western Europe. Do you know what they're lacking in Western Europe? They have a pension from the government. You hit a certain age and everyone's got money and everyone's happy. They're sitting on $3,000 a month, but they're bored. Where's my purpose? I've got everything I want. And when you know why you've been here, it's the first key. Here we go. We're talking about being redeemed. Everyone say redeemed. When you have knowledge, my people perish because of a lack of knowledge. But you can have knowledge, but with a lack of understanding. That's why we read Proverbs. And understanding when you look at different things of how God used Joseph, of how God used David, of how God used Jeremiah, of how God used Moses, the stutterer, to talk in front of the king. He had, I'm not going to be a speaker, and bang, bang, no stuttering. Incredible. God will always point you in the direction of his God-ordained plan for you. If you haven't heard this in a while, God's going to plan for you. A really good plan. Bigger than anything that this world can ever give you. And when you have the knowledge that Jesus died for you, you are a sinner. You will never be someone who gets good enough to get to heaven, because heaven is perfect, and you will never be. And when you, by the grace and mercy of God, have a knowledge that we are so far from the holiness of God, when you have the knowledge and then understanding that we are only here only for a little bit, that money, drugs, sex, alcohol, pornography, fame, and fortune, if you put your happiness in temporary things, your happiness will be temporary. I don't care if I have no arms and legs. Can I pray for arms and legs? Yes. Do I still pray for arms and legs? Yes. Do I have a pair of shoes in my closet in case he says yes? Absolutely, because how cool would that be? But am I waiting? When you look at your existence as a human being, you first have a soul, then a spirit, then a mind. Your soul needs restoring. Our soul is lost. Without the power of resurrection, we die and we stay dead. My dad's body is buried, but he ain't dead. And I will see him again. I'm not worried about death myself. We were nearly in a car accident on the way from LAX to home. After I've gone through so much spiritual warfare to meet some most powerful politician members, teams of America, America being one of the most, and always will be, one of the most powerful countries in the world. Can you imagine how hard it got for us this week? And here we are, we nearly have a car accident on the 118. It's insane. I was in the middle of the cab, and I'm seeing the driver's face of the other car right at me, screaming because his hood's about to hit my door. I kind of moved my legs this way. But when you know that you're a citizen of heaven passing through, you don't care when you're going to die. You don't care either how you're going to die. Amen. I don't care, man. I'm not teasing anybody. I'm not tempting God. I'm not tempting the devil. Trust me, if the devil had his way, Nick would have been dead way back. Not because of who I am, but because of who God wants to be and do through me. When you have the knowledge and understanding, then you become redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, forgiven, free, push, keep going, onward. Everyone say onward. Everyone say upward. The next one, faithful. When you're redeemed, then you know when you love God with all your heart, might, soul, and strength. You talk to Him. If I say I'm your friend and I give you my cell phone, but you only call me when you need me. What is that? It's not a friend. It is so good to be in a house of mourning than a house of rejoicing. Because you understand that the connection of people who are suffering, the people who have a disease in America, and all they need is a quick surgery, and he has to wait another 30 days, and in these 30 days, the calcium out of his bones are just leaking. He just has to take a gland out of his neck. They've diagnosed him, they gave him a prognosis. My 92-year-old grandpa moves quicker than the friend that I was just with yesterday. When you're in a house and then we're talking about how it was hard to lose his son in his arms. It's my cousin's cousin's son. I told him, it was hard for me to bury my father, hard to lose my father, but I said, but I could never imagine losing my son. He said, yeah, you never will. And we sat there. My wife, his wife, they went to the backyard, checking out the garden, talking. They got some chickens. And I sat with John. And it was so good. So good to pray together. So good to tell him, I'm praying for you and knowing I ain't lying. How are you doing? I can look him in the eye and say, yeah, I've got this and this going on, but I'm doing fine. He says, I'm praying for you. And he knows and I know he ain't lying. We don't just pray for ourselves. Every January, most American churches, they do the fast, right? The Daniel fast. I do that too. When you look at people around you relationally, First of all, don't see that January fast as an annual tradition, just like the Christian version of a New Year resolution. Prayer is a lifestyle. When you pray for people and then you tell people and you encourage people and then you show them in action the love of God. And if all fails for that person, when was the last time you fasted for a person and not just yourself? How much did you pray for the government before the last election? Why did God have to wait for the next election for you to start praying again about the government? When was the last time you fasted for the government? Don't you think they need prayer? And if we don't pray in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the name of Jesus, then who is the army that's daily praying for America?
Come on.
I'm just telling you the truth. Don't just pray for yourself. Don't just wait for January. Pray. I don't know how to pray. Simply write down your conversation with God and maybe even read that out loud. I've done that since August. Have I skipped the last month? Yeah, why? Because I've been too busy to read an 11-minute prayer. But do I pray? I do pray every day. I can't get vertical without of caffeine. Without caffeine, I can't get vertical out of my bed. Thank you, Jesus, for caffeine. They said, how did you do it? 2,500 flights, 3 million miles around the world, 18 presidents, 10 governments. It's the Holy Spirit and caffeine, baby. When you are redeemed and you see the freedom, you have a story. Oh, Nick, you're special. No, I'm not. My history is his story. Not just to help limbless kids. Not just for me, my parents to encourage parents of limbless kids. But it's understanding that a man without arms and legs is free of his chains and you still got a couple of yours.
Amen.
We all lack self-discipline. Oh my gosh, newsflash. But you whip your flesh back into order. And the way you whip your flesh back into order and fix your eyes on Jesus is deprive your flesh. Fasting, my usual routine. When I do something different than my body expects, but I don't give my body. If I always do what my body says, I am a slave to my body. My body is flesh. Is it sinful to live? No. Am I a sinner? Yes. But every day I try to die to myself, because for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Ephesians 6. 10 to 20. Finally. Do you know what finally means? That he said some stuff beforehand. So go check it out. Especially if you're employed, go check it out. Especially if you have employees, go check it out. Finally, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggles are not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, not if, when, you may be able to stand your ground. Let me reread it with the inflections that I did deliberately. You may be able to stand your ground. No. so that you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done how many things? How many things? How many things? And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then. I love these millennials. They're kind of standing in their stand line. They're bending a knee. They got their hand in their pocket. I'm like, man, if God gave me arms and legs, I would not be standing like that. Stand firm. Yes. Boom, boom. I'm ready. Yes. Stand firm then with the belt of truth. Yes. Undone. Buckled. Men, buckle it up. Around your waist. Amen? Yes. Number one, belt of truth. Second, with the breastplate of righteousness in place. And that's two. And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. I'm so thankful it didn't talk about shoes. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, Apostle Paul. Where are we? 19. Pray also for me that whenever I speak, words may be given to me or given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. He was imprisoned for his faith. My grandfathers were imprisoned for their faith. I can't imagine being imprisoned for our faith. We live in a very, 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 very free country. I got a text video of an underground church, can't tell you where, watching me preach on their projection screen. It's unbelievable. We have so much, and we think we need more. Corey, can I have you play keys? I'd play keys, but I'm not warmed up yet. So let's go back real quick. We talked about knowledge and understanding because you had the revelation of being redeemed. Not because of what you did, not because of what you sacrificed, but because of God's mercy and grace. Not again because of you, but because of Him. Second, we pray and act. Well, I'm praying. I don't know what God wants me to do. You kidding me? First, open this up and read His love letter to you. Yeah. California used to be the sixth largest economy in the world as a state. And you know what our biggest problem is right now? Homelessness. I was with Chief Scott Whitney. And if you had a hand, wasn't his hand, but if you had a hand that crushed a heart, it was God's hand crushing my heart to feel again. And I will be going through different places of California to see the homelessness. my oldest son, Kiyoshi, we were cuddling last night because daddy's been really busy and daddy hasn't been home. And you know when you have a kid who says, please, 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 can I do this? Please, 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 can I have that? And it's normally bad. Do you know what he was saying to me? Begging me, please, please, when can we build homes for people who have no home? Begging me. What is the cure for homelessness? You build homes, infrastructure, counseling, mental health. But man, it all should be through the church, because without faith, the house will not stand. Do you know that there is a state in America, I'm not going to tell you, but there is a state in America where they have 12 prisons and all the chaplains there are Muslim. Oh! Oh! 10 years ago, Americans thought that every Muslim was a terrorist. They're not. They're very nice people. Actually, I know a lot of Muslim people. But when an organization actually has a plan of an attack to do what they think they need to do because they've been told what they're supposed to be doing. Well, no one can fund the Christian chaplains. Yeah, because 100,000 churches in America represent $500 billion worth of debt for buildings that we sit in all across this country. Is your pocket your pocket or God's pocket? Can we tap into his pocket any day? You can't outgive God. It's time to let his hand crush our hearts for the broken. It's time to move. Time to pray, time to act, and with wisdom and discernment, we are armed. Do you know how the shields, can we get that verse up again? I'll tell you where, I have to see it. That one. 16, in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. How many rocks did David have for his sling? 5. Why? Goliath and his brothers, correct? That's from what I remember. 5 points in all of this. Hit me. So good. When you look at the feet and the belt and the breastplate and the helmet and the shield and sword, actually feet are just ready to move, but the other items are 5. Ellen, can you come up here with that sword? I love swords. This ain't a real one. Can you just hold that up, please? This is Ellen. He is my armor bearer. We were with the people you saw. VP, I've met 4 times. He wasn't there that week because he was busy in Turkey. We're praying for Turkey, we're praying for Syria, we're praying for everyone. But he and I know that when we wake up, it's game on. He's one of 3 people that are with us. In fact, at the tables, Udi, he used to be a caregiver, but he's still my armor bearer. He prays for me every day. His wife, Irma, they pray for me every day, who's been with us for 10 years. You think the generals in the army don't have brokenness? Oh, they do. You think we don't have trials? Oh, we do. Crisis, we do. Who are you bearing arms for? Praying for them. Praying for their marriage. Him praying for ours. With wisdom and discernment, understanding the signs of the times, who are you going to be? You're going to be the Christian that kind of like, yeah, I'm going to take off my breastplate. You know, I haven't actually had that for a while. And we're just going to polish up a little bit. And we're just going to sit down there with a pina colada. I'll go there every Sunday and polish up the armor. I'm going to get my little plastic fireman hat on like my 4-year-old kid and give him my bunny blanket and pillow. And I hope to get some sleep tonight. Different are your prayers when your son is running away from what you told him to do. So thank God he gets our attention. How beautiful it is to understand that every day is a war. There are people dying. You know, more veterans died from suicide than the war. Fact. Because now they don't know what to do. They can't forward think. PTSD. And we're trying to help everyone to understand. Do you see this sword? This is a decorative sword. It's not a real one. This church isn't real to you. The need of this community isn't real to you. Who will fight for your marriage? Who will fight? Who will fast? Who will pray? Who will be the first to say sorry? Who will be the first to lead in the home? Who will be on their knees first? Instead of a quick word back. My tongue is not the word of God, but it's a sword. It's very powerful. And either I can cut people or wage war against the devil. You haven't found something to live for until you found something to die for. First, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you need your soul to be restored. You can run all you want. You can make excuses all you want. You can just hang your hat on the biggest six questions as to why you don't believe in a loving God. Or you can actually get on a plane and go see the dark side and witchcraft, voodoo, black magic, and seeing you can tell some people right in front of you who are moon worshipers and they can't even look me in the eye. Exorcisms, going left, right. Go and see that the spiritual realm is real. And I can't show you an angel, but I can certainly show you the dark sides. Be careful with what I just told you. And I'm just instigating a question. Have you really found the truth? Have you really found yet what you're looking for? Are you content? Are you fearless? I am, and it's not because of a positive attitude. It's because I am a forgiven child, once was a sinner, now redeemed. Faithful, I pray and act, and I wage war, and I know He's with me, and I'll fight for Oxnard, and I'll fight for my family, and I'll fight for our government, and I'll fight for our nation, and I'll fight for our world, and Jesus is coming back. I want that war sign. Me up. Put down your pillow, put down your blankie, put down your little buddy, and run! War! And not against Christians, against the enemy. An army divided is an army conquered. If we Christians just stop looking at each other and actually face the problems. It is time, America. It is time. If you don't know who Jesus is and you know that your heart's beating and your feet are heavy and you know you need to give your life to Jesus Christ, can you turn me down just a little bit? I'm going to give you an opportunity to actually come forward. I'm going to say a prayer for you. I'm not going to lay hands on you. You don't have to be worried. But if you know that you need to give your life to Jesus Christ and say, you know what? It hit me. I've been playing church like my little blankie one day a week. I'm ready. I don't pray every day. I don't have an active relationship with Jesus Christ. I know that rituals and giving money to a church and being a good person is not enough. I know I'm not alive yet. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But He will also give you life.
more abundant. And the highs get higher and the lows get lower. And you know what? With God, He's not against me, He's for me. And by His grace, we all say, bring it on. Right now, if you need to give your life to Jesus Christ, you go to sleep tonight, you're not sure if you're saved or not, but you want that peace tonight, stand up right now. Young man, young woman, come forward, bring your things. Do not come here for rededication. You don't know if you're actually even saved. You do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. If that's you, stand to your feet and come on down now. Stand. If you see someone standing and coming on down, don't wait for the first person. Be the first person. That's it. There's one. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. I'm hoping for 10. That's 2. I'm hoping for 10. That's 3. I'm hoping for 10. That's 4. Keep on coming. Keep on coming. And just stand on the floor right there. Right there is good. That's 4. I'm waiting for 6 more. I'm waiting for at least 6 more people. Come on down. That's 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm waiting for 2 more. 9, 10, 11. You guys can come a little closer to the stairs. 12, 13, 14, 15. Come on down. Give your life to Jesus. Enough's enough. Stop being full. Wake up, young man. Yeah, wake up, my old brother. It is ready. God is ready to take your chains. Give you a life. The life that you've been created for. Something's missing and you haven't found it because you haven't said yes to Jesus yet. Last call, final call, because I got to hurry up. I'm waiting for 3 more people. Quick. 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 1. Move. 2. Move. Move. 3. 4. Move. 6, 7, 8. Move. Come on down. Nine. Good. Church, stand to your feet, please. Let's close our eyes. God Almighty, we come before you in reverence of who you are. We are nothing compared to who you are. Forgive us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you have a plan. Thank you, Lord, that you would crush our heart to feel what breaks yours. That we may indeed glorify your name in spirit and in truth in our lives. We thank you for revelation that brings us redemption. We thank you for the knowledge and understanding of your grace and mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you that you would help us to be obedient in praying and acting. Thank you, Lord, that you would help us to be faithful. Thank you, Lord, for wisdom and discernment to be armed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for these people up the front. Bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. If you're up the front, please repeat this prayer after me. Say, dear God, I come to you today and I thank you for loving me. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for my sins. I am a sinner. Forgive me. Today, I make a conscious decision to want to follow you. Jesus, be my Lord, be my Savior, be my Master, be my everything. Forgive me, redeem me, change my heart, fill me with your Holy Spirit, renew my mind that I may live for you, please you, and believe in you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name. Give me faith to know you're with me till the end. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Let's give God a shout of praise.
Everyone up the front.
We don't want to just say, here's the Bible, good luck. We want to help you. Remember, we're now committed to your commitment with Jesus Christ. It's only by the grace and mercy of God that you've even come forward. It's because of his kindness that leads you to repentance, to say, yes, God, I don't want my life, my way, my strength, my plan. I want yours. And it's only by God's grace, mercy, and strength that you are sustained and carried in his hands. We are a family, and this is your home church. Welcome home. Do you see these people to the right over here? See my finger pointing this way? I know you've given us about 90 minutes of your time. I ask you for 3 more minutes. You want to know why? Because we want to give you things. We want to give you a letter from me to congratulate you. We want to get your contact details, give you a Bible, and see how we can pray for you and with you. Right now, military style, turn your bodies this way. Face that person, 1 foot in front of the other. Go for it. That's Pastor Andrew over there. Church, come on, let's give God a shout of praise.
Hey, I'm Steve Abraham, the pastor of New Life Oxnard. Thank you for watching our YouTube channel. You can join us live every Sunday for a new sermon and live worship. Also, be sure to take a minute to subscribe and turn on your post notifications so you don't miss any of our new videos or live streams, and please share with a friend. And if you would like to partner with us in furthering the gospel, please click the link below. Don't forget to subscribe. Thanks for watching, and God bless you.